This is KO 6. This is Inlet.
We got your station. This is, come again.
This is
KBA BMY Mobile.
NAQXP 16 November. This is WB8FNQ Greg 17 Lima Dearborn.
This is November 8, Quebec Lima Sierra 16 November.
Okay, we're going to need to flip some fill on some of these guys. NHBMY, give me your location again.
The call here is Kilo Bravo 8, Bravo Mike Yankee Mobile. I'm at US 23 and M14, and we've got some pretty good winds here. I can't estimate the wind speed. It's enough that it's pushing this little pickup truck around. We've got cloud-to-ground lightning. And again, I'm at M14 in US 23. Cloud-to-ground lightning, high winds at 4:50 p.m. KBA BMY.
This is KBA 16 Papa Mike in Trenton. Mark, I checked in once before. You must have missed me. Got me now, okay?
Yes, we do. We got people coming in rather quickly here, and I don't write that fast. NAQLU, we got you, Eric.
QLS, Mark. NAQLS.
Okay, give me your location again.
16 November.
And FNQ, give me yours again.
Okay, Mark. 17 Lima, 17 Lima. WB8 FNQ.
Okay, we got K8VA at 16 Papa.
Did you get NAQXP 16 over, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, in at 16 Lima, okay.
This is NAV for Wayne County Sky 1. The United States currently in condition green. We are accepting any and all weather reports at this time, like gust front arrival, light to moderate rain, anything like that, frequent lightning and so on like that under condition green. This is NAV for Wayne County Sky 1. And also the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for most of southeastern Michigan until 8 p.m. this date. This is NAV for Wayne County Skywarn.
This is Whiskey 8 Delta Oscar Norway, W8DLN. Name is Day 15 Mike.
Okay, Whiskey Delta 8, give me your call again.
Whiskey 8 Delta Oscar Norway, D-O-N, W-8-D-O-N.
Okay, and your coordinates, please?
15 Mike.
Okay, we got you.
Send a QXP at 505. We have a gust front arrival, intense and frequent lightning, no rain yet.
Where?
Oh, yeah, I forgot one. 16 November. NAIQX?
NAIQX, go.
Time 5:08. Effect is small hail, pea size, 16 Lima, NAIQX.
Hey, Mark, you got a couple of cross streets?
Michigan Greenfield.
Okay, did you copy that, Wayne?
Roger.
And 17 Lima, time is 5:09. We got winds in excess of 35 miles an hour. We have torrential rains over the curve and sporadic lightning at this time. Intense sporadic lightning. WBFNQ.
5:11 p.m. Pea size hail, 16 Lima. Michigan Schaefer.
Yep.
Should we move the net up?
W-8-D-O-N.
W-8 station go.
Yeah, W-8-D-O-N. East side hail.
Okay, W-8-D-O-N, give me your, what you're reporting. I caught pea size hail and what was thrust?
At 15 Mike, E-Course and Party Road.
Okay, we have frequent intense lightning, pea size hail at 15 Mike.
Roger.
Send a QXP at 5:14 standard time, 16 November. We have torrential rains, intense and frequent lightning, high winds. At 16 November, Dixon Goddard.
Roger.
KB8 RMX.
Good evening, Mark. Can you tell me the status of the net and if you're accepting check-in?
I believe we're in condition yellow at this time.
And QSL, thank you.
Yes, sir. Has the severe thunderstorm warning been canceled for Wayne County?
The warnings are never canceled. They expire or they're extended. I have not heard of anything being extended.
Okay, and I take it that we are in condition yellow?
They have extreme heavy rain and extreme and intense frequent lightning. 16 November, Dixon Goddard.
Roger.
I would say keep it yellow for a little bit, just simply because there's still stuff moving through the county. But technically, the warning has expired.
Okay, this is NIDNIV for Wayne County Skywarn. The net is in condition yellow at this time. The severe thunderstorm warning has expired, but there's still heavy stuff moving through the county. The only reports that we want to hear at this time are intense frequent lightning, hail giving its approximate diameter, damaging winds giving a brief report of damage observed, torrential rains with near zero visibility, flooding over the curb. Those are the only reports that we want to hear at this time. This is NIDNIV for Wayne County Skywarn. KBTH NIDNIV.
Okay, KD1E at White Lake indicates that the forecasters there at White at the National Weather Service are saying that there will be some lingering shower activity throughout Wayne County for the next hour or so, but they don't see anything severe. Based on that, I take the net down to green.
Okay, thank you, sir. At this time, the Wayne County Skywarn net is now in condition green. We'll keep it up for a little while longer. Thanks, Wayne, and 8NAV for Wayne County Skywarn.
KBA, Mark.
KBA.
In front of the storm's passing overhead now, and 60,000 over Trenton. To Lake Erie, it'll be
Wayne, did you copy what KVA said? I could not pull him out.
No, I didn't get him tried again.
I said the main body of that storm is passing over 16 Papa and going down to, towards Lake Erie and to Monroe County.
Roger, QSL.
Okay, this is NIDNIV for Wayne County Skywarn. The net is in condition green at this time. We're taking any and all weather reports at this time. This is NIDNIV for Wayne County Skywarn.
Would this be the time to ask a weather-related question, Mark?
Well, everybody else has been asking.
Yeah. Just in case there's more than one inexperienced person that wants to be able to help, other than myself, I'd like to know the technical difference between the expiration of a warning and the cancellation of one, just so we be proper. N8XOJ.
KBTH.
KBTH, go.
Okay, it's very... You have to understand that watches are issued by a severe thunderstorm watch or a tornado watch is only issued from the Severe Storm Forecast Center in Kansas City, Missouri. They're usually several hours in length. The one today was issued about 2 o'clock and is in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. A severe thunderstorm watch can be canceled. A warning is issued locally at the National Weather Service office at White Lake. That expires. It is never, usually, I've never heard of one canceled. They may be extended, but they expire when the time identified when it was issued is arrived at. For instance, the one that was just over expired at 5:15, and it expired at that time, and it was not canceled. Watches can be canceled. Warnings cannot be. They expire or are extended.
All right, thanks a lot, Wayne. This is NHNAV for Wayne County Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch until 8 p.m. this date, and we're taking any weather reports at this time. This is NHNAV for Wayne County Skywarn.
KB8QXA.
KB8QXA.
13 November, 5:30, frequent cloud to ground lightning.
Okay, did you copy that, Wayne?
Net KPGH.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a GYK still on frequency.
NHGYK, NHNAV.
Wayne, I haven't heard him since the beginning of the net.
NHGYK.
Yeah, Bill, I've got to take off. Is there any, it looks like things have calmed down. Is there any way you can stand by on 44215?
I'm standing by right now.
Okay, KBGH. Thanks, guys.
NHGYK out.
Bill, did you copy KB8QXA at 13 November?
KXP, 5:27 p.m. We are still getting intense and frequent lightning more to my south here, 16 November, Dixon 75, or Dixon Goddard.
Okay, I'm pretty sure Bill heard that.
NHGYK.
It's NHGYK. Remember that the only thing worse than raining cats and dogs is hailing taxis.
Bless you, Hail Caesar, NHGYK.
Believe it or not, Wayne, when it started coming down, you almost had to have a shovel to find the sidewalk.
Roger, QSL. Okay, talk to you later, KBGH Square.
NHNAV, net control station for Wayne County Skywarn. That's still in condition green, and the frequency is open. If you have to make a call, please keep your transmissions short. And this is NHNAV, net control station for Wayne County Skywarn.
HGYK.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
We are looking farther yonder where these storms came from. We may be in another watch. Then again, it may blow away. NHGYK.
I hope it blows yonder way.
NAV from NHPHAG.
NAPHAG, NAV. Go ahead, Todd. Go ahead, John.
Please check me in. Mobile, Michigan Avenue and Telegraph.
Are you headed to your QTH, sir?
Negative, sir.
Okay, we got you checked in, John.
We heading to another amateur in QTH. NHPHAG, back net. Thank you.
I wish you had sounded this good Thursday evening.
Yeah, me too. I'm in the car. That probably explains it.
Okay, NHNAV, NCS for Wayne County Skywarn.
QYK.
NHGYK, go. NHNAV.
Mark, we're going to hang in there a little bit longer. The Micon net is under condition red because they're really getting pounded in Adrian and Lenawee County, and part of that storm is going to hit some of the areas in Monroe. We just have a little activity on the southern end of our borders in our county, but we're going to hang in there for a little bit more until we see what's happening.
Okay, I want to let you know that there are quite a few large limbs down at 17 Lima, Clark and I-75.
Okay, we'll make note of that. I don't want to break into their net because they're in condition red. I don't have anything to report for keeping it open, the Micon Simico net open for Lenawee and Monroe County to report their happenings because they're in condition red also. NHUIK.
Okay, there's no power outage. It's just in the park near me. There's quite a few limbs down and across the street.
Well, I didn't get much over here. A little bit of wind, rain, lightning, and that was it. No hail, and no limbs down, nothing really that drastic. Kind of just blew right over us. Okay. We'll hang in there for a little while, and we'll see what happens. At least till a couple of the other counties live there. They're the only two left, so we'll kind of wait and see what's happening. There is another sow hasn't come across the lake yet up north, and we don't know what to expect on that one yet. It may blow away, but we're not sure at this point in time. It's too early to tell right now. So we'll just kind of play it by ear and see what happens. NHUIK.
Okay, dokie. We'll stay on, and then we're gonna get somebody to run in there and throw us a TV dinner in the microwave, and then we're gonna have our little mid-afternoon lunch right here from the radio. So, NHUIK, net control station for Wayne County Skywarn.
It would be better if you threw a TV dinner in the TV.
Well, the TV's out. Barton Cablevision got knocked off the air. That'll teach them for raising the prices. NHUIK.
And they sent those notices around us, too, but they come to find out that was for Detroit. They didn't raise ours. But I guess we don't get the other things, supposed to get that space net and all that stuff, so I doubt if we'll get that unless we pay the increase. But they told us it wasn't for us, and Detroit got the dollar something increase. NHUIK. Lenawee is still getting pasted pretty good. They had quite a bit of hail and damaging winds. They lost the Adrian repeater out there. Things weren't looking too great down there. I haven't heard anything else from them lately. So just to give you an idea how that storm intensity built as it left our county and got down in their area, it really went crazy down there.
Well, I hope that things are gonna, I hope they get better. I don't know if you can see to the north, northeast. It's pitch black to the northeast.
Getting dark again at the northeast.
Yeah, toward Canada, it's pitch black.
Roger that.
So I will be here in 8NAV. I'm going to have my load lunch.
Use the 1-800 Skywarn number, 1-800
spotter number. Do you know what it is?
Yes, we know what it is. Okay, I'll try that one more time here. We are experiencing heavy rain and flooding over the highway on M15, one quarter mile east of US 23 and other places along the western border of the county. USL?
USL, I copied flooding, and what else before that? I just lost the first word.
Heavy rains considered torrential rains.
Message received, relaying now.
Thank you, and ATA Control Company.
WB8RNY.
Hey, what does it look like in your area? We just had a report that's getting pretty black and nasty again in the Belleville area.
Affirm. Wind's just picking up here. It's probably southwest of my location at this point. QXA might be a better choice to get an observation from in here. I think we're getting some stuff that I've been following down at Stumpy and Runaway County.
Okay, you're a little noisy. They're issuing a flood warning now for a watch for the counties of Runaway and Monroe. All right, well, keep an eye peeled there, William. And I guess that's what, on the other side of the airport, out west of the airport?
Firm, west of the airport, 14 November, 94 in Wayne Road. And it's west of that, southwest of my location.
I hear that, NHUIK.
That would be like 13 November, Bill.
Gotcha. NAV, NHUIK.
NHUIK, NAV, go ahead.
As soon as they can move the radar, they'll try to take a look at that cell. Right now they're poking down there towards Lenaway and Monroe area, so they'll have to come sweep back up this way more easterly. And I'll see what happens then. NHUIK.
Okay, is White Lake down?
Oh, no, they're back up again. They're back up again. They've been up and down now. But so far, the radar has been up for the last hour.
Okay, well, we'll stick around. I just got to eating my lasagna, so I'll be here. NNAV.
Hey, Bowie. We'll keep an eye out. Looking kind of dark towards the northwest area, too. NHUIK.
It's driving the kids crazy with the cable system down.
I'll sing them a song. That'll really make them go crazy. NHUIK, please.
I don't think I want to sing. I don't want to go get any harder hearing than what I am. NNAV, Wayne County Skywalk.
NNAV, KBABIT.
Yeah, KBABIT, NNAV. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, just a little information. On the last net, you know, the rack went down because the power went out there. And so now we've determined we're going to put battery power out there. We're already starting the wheels in motion, so hopefully it won't take too long to get it set up. And if we lose power out there again, at least it'll go over to battery power. They might pass that along. KBABIT.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. We didn't realize it was down for a while. I don't have 220.
Yeah, we can hear your, on the, you know, when we listen on the input, we can still hear the stuff going on there, but, Northville lost power, and so we determined that if we're going to use this for nets, we better have a little backup over there, so we determined to put a couple of good-sized batteries up there, and it'll run it for quite a while. KBABIT.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. KBABIT, NNAV. Boy, I forgot. Oh, yeah. NAV for Wake County Skywarn. I'm losing my mind.
HGYK.
Go ahead, Bill.
National Weather Service, Wet Lake Pontiac, 705, issued a flood watch for the following counties, Lenawee and Monroe County. Reported some areas of rain, so the flood watch issued at 705. That's the only county that were issued a flood watch. HGYK.
That for Lenawee and Monroe counties?
Affirmative.
Okay, because you were rather far away from the mic and the static was competing with your voice.
Roger. Affirmative.
Okay, at 7 o'clock this evening, National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for Livingston and Monroe counties in southeastern Michigan. This is NAV for Wayne County Skywarn.
Lenawee County and Monroe.
Pardon me, Lenawee. Sorry. Lenawee and Monroe counties at this time.
Okay, very good.
I know they really got it hit down in one way really good. They just got established back up, but they're into the repeater there now. But yeah, that from the south southwest to the northeast is I think it's on a line in my area and then over towards Canada and in the downriver and communities along the river. So it's kind of a strange weather pattern right now. NHEYK.
Okay, if my net control doesn't respond, we have had intermittent outages here.
Wow. So you get hit heavy again there?
Yeah, we're nothing really happening here. There's lightning to the south and west of us, but it only flickers off for, for 10, 15, 20 seconds, but it's enough to cause you have to reset all the digital clocks and the packets.
Yeah, I already went through that once today. Every time I set everything up for today, we get that power bump. Yeah, okay. Real good. NHEYK.
KBTH and 8NAV.
Go ahead.
And do you want a list of the people that have checked in?
Why don't we hold off on it since we are... At this point, I'll assume everybody that calls in has checked in.
Okay, sir. I'll be back in about an hour if you need me. N8NAV.
Okay, very good. KBTH.
Would that mean that everybody that's checked in also called in?
The only ones that have been excused is WDHDON. And N8XNN have checked out. So, N8NAV clear. N8NAV.
Go ahead.
732. 732. We have sporadic frequent lightning, and it's beginning to rain rather heavy here at 17 Lima, 75 and Clark.
Roger.
This is 8QXP. Time 7:31. Intense and frequent lightning, rain. Location 16 November, Dixon Goddard.
Okay, very good.
This is KB8 UKO, 16 Lima, moderately heavy rain and frequent lightning.
Roger.
KD1E, KD1E.
There you go. Cloud and Lear. From the downriver corridor, I-75 all the way into Detroit, we're experiencing moderate to heavy rains and frequent lightning.
Okay, QSL. It's amazing how we have to keep switching frequencies. Okay, fine. Got that report. Thank you. I'll listen here and on the other one. There's a lot of rain in the area,
so,
but nothing severe.
Okay, very good. I will pass information. Yes, I am scanning between the two, so I'll hear you here or the other one if you call me. NHEYK.
Okay, great. Thank you, KD1E.
This is NHEYK.
Go ahead.
National Weather Service. A lot of rain in these cells moving through, but nothing severe, just some lightning and good steady downpours.
Right on, okay, thank you.
Sure, I'll give you that. I want to know what if it was frequent and what was that one mark you used?
Frequent and heavy.
Frequent intense lightning with heavy rain. You gotta wake up, Bill.
He's just not used to lightning's intense.
Trying to figure out which it was. That's okay, no problem. Any QIKL. Have a little humor sometime, or we'll all go Bazarak sitting here doing this stuff. Any QIK.
Got that right.
Let me send my three nieces over there to live with you, Bill.
Any old antenna pieces? Just tell them to hold that up in their hand and stand outside, Mark. That'll take care of that.
Don't give me any ideas. Senator Navy.
Shocking.
Tell them to go out and test the atmosphere. Test it for electricity content. Any GYK clip.
How about if I send them over to you, Wayne?
I just moved.
Thought so.
Watch the little ones. You don't need any more. Any GYK.
You need any exit over the net control.
Go ahead.
Yes, there's been an accident down here on eastbound I-96. There's no injuries as I can see, but I was just wondering, should I bring up the phone patch for the state police? They are in the left passing lane.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and do that?
Roger. Any next in there for the patch?
MSP.
They're not going to cancel.
I know.